Today is Monday, February 28th, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. So we had a weekend, and luckily, most of the ice melted. I did, there was still ice on the road on Saturday, but we were almost out of food in the pantry. And so I thought, well, we'll take Mark's car. So anyway, as per usual, we had mixed minus on Friday night, and that went rather long. And I had a couple of witch's hearts, which is a mixed drink from the Bartesian. And when I say a couple, I chose the strong setting and I mixed two of them and poured them into one glass. And so by the time we were finished, I had had, I don't know how many shots of alcohol that was, but it was quite a bit. So I was feeling good. And, I guess Daniel was feeling good. So we went until, I want to say, 1:30 in the morning my time, which is like 2:30 Daniel's time. So he was even longer, he went even later than I did. And then I wasn't really sleepy yet. And so I put something on the TV. So I didn't go to bed until 2:30 probably. And got in bed and, slept. And then Mark got up, did his workout, and then Saturday was Pokemon Day. When I say Pokemon Day, there was an event, and Mark wanted to do it. It was a ticketed event, and it's kind of silly, but they basically bring back a bunch of Pokemon that are not very common, and you don't see as much, and they introduce shiny versions of those, and you have different tasks you have to complete, or you're supposed to complete, and you get extra. It's called XP. It's like points. And as you get XP, you level up to different levels of trainer levels. And so it's kind of more of a prestige thing than anything else. I mean, I guess there are things you can do at various levels that you can't do at lower levels. But for the most part, it's mostly bragging rights and shinies. And I'm a big shiny collector. So anytime they introduce a new version of a shiny, I want to play. So really all we did, Mark worked out, I slept late, and the event was from 9 in the morning until 9 in the evening, and he didn't want to do anything else. So when I got up, we played a little bit, and then we went and picked up food. And like I said, luckily enough of the ice had melted that we were able to pick up food. And so we picked up food and then we brought it back and we were just playing Pokemon. We were watching TV while we were playing, so I don't remember. We watched some more of Ozark, which I am loving. And so pretty much, not much to report there. I didn't have much luck, I'll say. So I was trying to capture all of these Pokemon, and I didn't get very many shinies at all. And but anyway, Mark had better luck than me, but we played all day. We ordered food for delivery in the evening, so we didn't even go anywhere and get food. We just watched TV. I didn't even shower. And I never. The first thing I always do when I get up in the morning is I shower. But the thing is, even on the weekends. But the thing is, Mark had already worked out, and I thought, well, I'm going to work out. And so I thought, I'm not going to shower before I work out. And so I basically... I didn't work out. I kept putting it off. We were playing Pokemon, we went to the park a couple of times. So we did leave the house, because we needed to go to the park to walk around and complete a couple of tasks. And, I just ended up, it was in the evening. It was like 9 o'clock at night. And I said, oh my gosh, not only have I not worked out, I also didn't shower, and I never do that. But anyway, so I didn't shower. I was gross. And by the time I realized it, I thought, well, you know, too late now. So then I got up on Sunday. I had church. Sunday was a busy day. My parents wanted to get together. And so what we did is I went to church. He did his church thing. And then we met because we do a restaurant every week. So we didn't do that on Saturday. So we met at a barbecue place. And it was just okay. Yeah, I always find, you know, I always find that barbecue places, even if the barbecue is really good, a lot of times the rest of the food is not very good. And when I say the barbecue, I mean just the meat. So the sauce and the meat, you know, that could be outstanding, but a lot of times they're not good at the other stuff. And so, as was the case with this restaurant, the sauce was good. In fact, they bottled it and they sell the bottles. But the sides were not great, and they were serving a brunch menu, and so there was a pulled pork biscuit. So it was pulled pork on a biscuit, and then I put some of the barbecue sauce on it, and it was good, but the biscuit was horrible. For those of you in the UK or other places, a biscuit, and people fight me on this, but I'm going to tell you, a biscuit is basically a savory version of a scone. So if you think of a savory scone, not with any extra fixins or add-ins like cheese or onions or anything, just a plain, think of the same dough or the same, you know, yeah, dough is the only word for it. The same consistency. Most of the same ingredients, I would imagine. And so if you think of that, but without anything sweet, without any fixins at all, just a savory with that texture, that's what a biscuit is. But anyway, so we eat those for breakfast. And so they split it, put the pork on it, and then I put some barbecue sauce. The biscuit was so dry. It was like it had been sitting there for 5 days. And they finally used this biscuit. It was horrible. It crumbled. It cracked when I bit into it. But the meat was really good and the sauce was good. The potatoes were just, meh, okay. They had this, they called them breakfast potatoes. They were basically hash browns. They were all right. And anyway, so yeah, so we did that. And then after that, we did our grocery shopping and then we came home. We relaxed at home, watched a little bit more Ozark, and then my computer just went blank. I was watching a script run while I'm doing this, a script for work. But anyway, so we did that. We did our grocery shopping. We came home. We relaxed, watched a little Ozark, and then we went to my parents' house. And then we ended up ordering food because they wanted to eat dinner with us, but they wanted to play a game as well. And so we ended up taking this code words game that Daniel and Zach had given to us when they came. Because Mark said, my mom, for whatever reason, my mom has, and she's mentally all there, right? I don't think she's declining, but for the most part, I mean, when having conversations, et cetera, like she's all fine. She doesn't forget stuff. She's, you know, fine. But when you try to play a game with my mom, the older she has gotten, the harder it is for her to understand the directions for the game and also to stay focused on the game and not, you know, a million other things that we're taught chatting about or whatever. And so Mark said, oh, maybe this game will be easy enough for your mom. And so we start this game. My mom, bless her heart, she was having such a hard time figuring out this game. We played four rounds, but they lost every one because my mom could not. She just could not figure it out. And then my stepdad wanted to play this Monopoly card game because I beat him last time we played. And he's really competitive. So we played a few rounds of that. I won two. He won one. So I'm still overall the winner. And that was it. So we played games. We came home and that was kind of the end of our weekend. And I guess Saturday wasn't really busy because we were just sitting on the couch, but it felt busy. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.